the fear that they get. And to some extent, the ups and downs are what I get off on also. It's a wonderful game. It's a game where the rules are always changing. But the downs do get scary, and sometimes I'm at a point now in trying to follow my emotions where I am anticipating the move down, enjoying the fact that I'm getting a little scared, but then it gets so steep and crazy that I go, oh my gosh, I'm really scared now. I've trained myself to, at those times, to act against my fear, because every time I sort of responded to my fear by cutting and running and hiding, it was the wrong move within minutes or hours or days. I've learned to respond to move against my fear and buy in those times when the market's crazy. And that has most of the time worked, but it is extremely uncomfortable during the process.
I imagine it would be.
In
other words, it's like you listening to my guidance system and the feeling of fear, I know clearly what I don't want, and so how do you discover in the midst of that fear what you do want?
Well, I know in this case, I know that to do the opposite of what my fear tells me to do is the right thing to do.
Clever.
but it is, I guess I'm at the point now where I am in the market right now is sort of at the point where things can be interpreted as scary. And it's almost like the scarier I get, the more I want to buy, and so I'm waiting to get extremely scared to do so. And I realize in working with these principles that this is a crazy way to think about this.
There is something slightly off here.
Yeah, there's something, as you would say, screwy. And so I've in listening to the questions today and the answers, I've almost got this figured out. I haven't quite connected the dots, so maybe just some short clarity enhancing would be helpful.
Well, let's do it here. We think we can connect some dots for you about this, and you're right. We have been sort of building to an understanding about this. So let's recap some of the discoveries that we've already made together today, and let's apply them here just for the fun of it. So you talk about the volatile market and the fear that erupts within you as you focus upon thoughts that are clearly not what you want. As you think thoughts about things going bad or about recession or even depression, as you think about losing a lot of money, as you think about others that you care about losing a lot of money, of course, you cannot turn your attention to thoughts like that without feeling really, really bad. This is the part that we are so excited to say to you here, because while you have started to think about it, even here in this room today, thinking about it as we chew with you here and embracing it fully is going to put you into a whole new place of understanding. So we're just going to be blunt about it, and then we can answer as many questions as you want relative to it. But can you see how, you talked about this roller coaster market, can you see how, in light of what we've been talking about here today, that roller coaster instability in a current economic financial market is the very upheaval that is going to put the value in future markets?
Yes.
Isn't that an exhilarating acknowledgement? In other words, it's like all of this volatility that has everyone all upset is really the contrast that is assuring.